Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
Previously on The Burt Show.
My superpower is that I can tell if a girl is a virgin or not. Because women put so much thought into losing it. And so once it happens and it's such a, you know, they finally have allowed that experience to happen for them and they have sex for the first time, they mentally change their demeanor.
All right. That was, that's what Melissa has said all along.
Yes.
And she's got a superpower. She can spot a virgin from a non-virgin. So last night she had
an
assignment.
That's right. And so I was going to go out and I was, because I said, I need to see women in their natural habitat. I need to see, you know, I need to put on, you know,
the natural environment.
Yeah. Like I'm bird watching, I have my binoculars and I'm watching these women. Yeah. Well, I normally do that, but otherwise, no, but I asked Wendy because I said, because my concern was where to go where there was age diversity, because I think the older women are.
You asked Wendy where to find virgins?
Where there was age diversity at a place to hang out. Anyway, hey. don't give Wendy a hard time. So because I feel like the older women get, the less likely that they're virgins.
I mean, that's
of course.
Common sense.
That's
yeah.
with anybody. So Wendy said, you know what, a great age diversity area, Rio Grande in Buckhead, trivia night last night. So Katie and I decided, you know what, we're going to hang out at the deck and we're going to have dinner and we're going to look for virgins. So we go to
Rio. We're going virgin. Be very quiet. We're hunting for virgins.
Exactly.
With the crocodile hunter.
Now.
Crikey, idea, virgin.
So I'm at Rio Grande last night. Katie and I were on the deck, and we're looking around, and I, you know, and it is a younger crowd, and we're looking around, and I'm trying to, you know, get my senses up and see, and sense the virgins in the room. But it must not be virgin season, because I really I really didn't sense, because Katie would be like, well, what, you know, girl in the blue. And I'd look over there, and I'm like, no, she's not a virgin.
So she's playing a little bit of Robin to your Batman
that's
during
right.
this whole thing. This
you
is
know,
your sidekick here.
That's
spotting
right.
Spotting virgins.
Katie was my sidekick last night. Golly gee, Batman, what about that girl in the red? And I said, no, not a virgin. Because
but that's
there's
okay,
just
right?
Because, it's okay.
But it's not her gift.
But, well, the gift is I can tell virgins from non-virgins. Now, the challenge yesterday from Bert was to find the virgin, though. And right. I had a hard time last night. But I thought, you know what, I can't come away empty-handed. So I thought, I'm going to go test it, because if I truly think that these women are not virgins, then I have to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to ask and see if I was proven wrong. So there were a few women that were not willing to participate in my little study last night, but then I
did. How did you approach them? Because that was part of your concern. So how did you approach these women?
Well, I went up and let me tell you, because I used the radio thing. I had to.
Yeah.
So I went up and I said, by the way, do y'all happen to be Burt Show listeners? And so there were some out of town groups that were not Burt Show listeners.
We like Delilah.
So yes, and this was not quite the. I don't think
this
I've
is
ever
actually where we stole this bit from.
Exactly.
This is Delilah did the same thing a couple
Delilah's
of weeks ago.
Delilah's always asking all the time. Tell us.
Just go into your happy place and tell me if you're a virgin or not a virgin. It doesn't matter. This is just a place for you to unwind and relax.
What song dedication would you like to give for your sexual experience tonight? No, that's not what she does. So anyway, so I did go up last night at Rio Grande and talked to several women. And I confronted them and said, "I, you know what? I really don't think you're a virgin." And this is the response I got.
I really don't think you're a virgin.
Don't think you're a virgin.
All right, I'm going to ask you two questions. One, how old are you?
53.
My superpower is I can detect virgins on the deck, but I'm assuming
positive.
That you're not a virgin. Are you a virgin?
Oh, no, I am a virgin. I've been divorced for 4 years, so I'm a virgin again.
If you're like a born-again virgin, how long does that take?
I'm going to say 6 months, and then you're thinking, like, I've got to find somebody because I've got to go after it again.
Okay, perfect. Now, your daughter's at the table with you. Is your daughter a virgin?
Well, I would like to say yes, but I know she's not.
So, are you a virgin?
No.
And I'm assuming that you're not a virgin either.
Based on her definition, yes.
Now, I think it's funny that Melissa's initial concern yesterday was she didn't want to seem creepy.
Right.
Yet she goes up to a mom and her kids, well, and in front of the mom says, are you a virgin?
And that's the reason I was positive, because I actually talked to other people before her, and so I got my confidence up before I got to the table of the mother with the two daughters.
And by talking to other people, you're referring to your server who brought you margaritas to get that confidence up?
There may have been one involved.
Okay.
Because I'm allowed one or two. And so I went up to the mother, and she had the two daughters there. I still didn't think the daughters were virgins, but I thought I'd ask her. But the reoccurring theme I had from last night was that when I would talk to women, and I'd say, you know, I'm getting the feeling you're not a virgin, she'd say, no, but born-again virgin came up more than once last night.
This is a pet peeve of mine. This is such a ridiculous mind game that women play with themselves.
Born again virgin came up multiple times last night, and I asked what qualifies you as a born again virgin. It was the same as that woman. It was 6 months. Because I said, once it's 6 months, you hit a restart button.
That's not born again. That's a drought.
So
it's not.
That's a rough patch.
Can we just play to women's common sense here just for a sec? Let's just play to common sense. You are not a virgin anymore once you engage in sexual activity.
Intercourse.
Okay. It's over. That's it.
There's no more born again. Right.
There's no more born again.
You know, there's the connotation that comes with virginity, like whether it's good or bad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have to put it into something else, like running. Like, I think everybody would agree that running is good, right? So, if you've run marathons and you run for fitness, physical fitness, working out, everybody would agree that working out
is
eating good, mm-hmm. right? So, if you eat healthy and work out and you don't go 6 months, for without working out, you're unhealthy. You're a fat slob. You don't. You're still like, I haven't run in a few months, but I run.
But I'm still a runner.
I'm still a runner.
Talked about this before, and I would like to hear again the compelling arguments from women that have labeled themselves born again virgins.
Mm-hmm.
And you really believe that? Yeah. I mean, when you talk to your friends about it, you say that you are a virgin,
right?
Because it's been, in your case here, what you're hearing is it's 6 months.
6 months. That was the there was no discrepancy of the time frame of being 6 months. And let me say, it confuses my superpower, because I know
that
you're not a virgin, but you're telling me you're a virgin, born again virgin. I don't detect born again. So I will say, last night I was 100% accurate, but you know,
with my friends
with your
too,
non-virgins.
With my non-virgins.
So
but
you
I didn't
can
find
spot
the virgin.
Non-virgins, not virgins.
But I couldn't find a virgin in the room last night. So I guess virgins don't go to Rio Grande.
It's like back in the old episodes when the Penguin would put a disguise on and try to convince Batman and Bruce Wayne that he was a good person.
But let me also say, just as a side note, I just want to brag a little bit, because there was team trivia last night. I know Jeff is going to judge us because we decided to play since we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And we came in second place.
Did you really?
Yes.
Awesome. Good for you.
And our team name was Gigi Has Seizures. Okay,
so that's the name of Melissa's dog.
That's the name of our dog. So Gigi Has Seizures came in second place last night. Thank you.
I know the capital of Kenya.
Hey, I can spot a virgin in last place.
Patricia, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to agree with you guys. There is absolutely no reset button for your virginity.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. Yeah. Whoever said that there's, you know, it's a drought, yes, that's what it is. Because you're just having a rough patch, not getting any, but you're not a virgin again.
Yeah, nobody is calling up to defend themselves about the born-again virgin thing. It's a ridiculous
concept.
Yeah,
what's the reason?
Yeah, I don't even think women are buying it.
Yeah.
Like, if your best friend came up to you and started throwing that phrase around, you'd look at her in a ridiculous way, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, and then I think it's sad, because I don't think that you should be embarrassed by your sexual activity. And I still think women have I don't think it ever seems to go away for women, this idea of her number or her experience or whatever. So it's almost as if, in her mind, she feels better if she cleanses it.
Oh boy, this one is going to be too good. Good morning. Good morning, Maggie. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I can't wait.
Well, I am not a pro re-virginization. I just have a great story. I was 12 and I was in a Bible camp, and it was one of those laying on of hands kinds of churches.
Mm-hmm.
And they were performing a re-virginization ceremony on some of the other girls.
What?
And being they do this whole thing where they lay on the hands and God supposedly restores your virginity and yada, yada, yada.
Where are they putting the hands?
Yeah, no, not so much. Not that kind of a camp. Not quite. But I got booted from camp because, being very analytical at the time, mm-hmm. I wanted someone to explain to me how exactly this worked, and did God actually reach down and re-knit the hymen was the question that I
asked. Oh, I'm 12 years old.
They called my mom like 8 seconds later, and they were like, come get her.
I bet 12. They did.
That's great.
But the concept is that this priest or whoever could re-virginize you.
Theoretically, God was working through him.
Ooh, that sounds creepy.
Yeah,
we are walking
I don't know.
Yeah, we are walking a really fine line there. Thank you.
I mean,
that's
this
gross.
Well, and that goes the re-virginization and what is it? What's the pledge? What's that?
Purity pledge,
purity
whatever.
Thing, and whatever is always geared toward the girls. Always make the girls pure, and they don't have these. And it just, I think, perpetuates this whole confusion between men and women. It's just like.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I want to put a kiosk up at Perimeter Mall. I'm going to hire some of those annoying women who tell you about your cuticles and won't let you pass. Can I ask you a question? They're always rushing.
Right.
And I'm going to have
the guy with the weird UFO floaty thing in the air.
Yeah, and that little Atari controller that plays every Atari game. I'm going to get one of those people, and I'm going to convert one of those kiosks into a re-virginization ceremony.
Ew.
And so the Russian woman will put the stuff on your hands or whatever and then say a chant, right? And then they'll give you a hair extension, and you're done. You're a virgin again. Booyah!
I will say, though, if that listener was my daughter, I would be so proud. my 12-year-old told me,
if she questioned,
she said, how does this restitch the hymen? I'd be like, I'm so
That's
proud.
That's my girl.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You guys ever been in the very awkward situation to where you're sitting around with your significant other, right, and a whole bunch of other people, and politics come up or some serious issues come up, and you don't realize until that very moment how different your opinion is of your significant other to a point to where it gets tense while there are other people around?
I don't think it's ever happened with politics or something serious, but there's nothing more awkward than the brewing fight in mixed company. Is that what you're alluding
to? This really wasn't... That wasn't a brewing fight. It was just...
Something that still shocked you? I think it's shocking to have something about your spouse still shock you.
Yeah, and it wasn't even about Stacey. Here's what happened. We were all sitting around at dinner on Saturday night, and one of the women that we were sitting with brought up the fact that we had New Kids on the Block on the air, and the fact that Danny Wood said this. Is that strange for you, picking out body deodorant with your sons?
Not stranger picking out condoms with them.
Oh, you don't do that. Are you doing that?
They're 16 and 17.
Whoa.
Yeah,
man. You gotta tell us about that. Wait a sec.
Yeah, you gotta be straight up, you know, with your kids. I've been having talks with them about that since they were like 11.
So this particular woman said she listened to that and she like became an anti-Danny Wood fan right after that.
Oh, really?
Because of his stand on buying condoms for his kids.
Okay.
So I started to say I think it was ridiculous, and it became more of a conversation on should you buy condoms for your children mm-hmm. or not. And I was the only one in the group. There were five women at the table and me. And I was the only one saying, yeah, I kind of think that maybe you should.
They
were so against it.
Why?
So against it.
They would rather have their kids impregnate young girls, or
did they even talk about?
I'm confused.
Were they comfortable with talking about condoms in general?
Yes, talking was fine.
Buying was not.
The line for them was, "You're endorsing it if you go out and you buy the condoms with them." And I felt my point was, I would want Hayden to come to me to talk about it. And my feeling is that it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. You could preach abstinence. Chances are pretty good they're going to give in to their feelings. And I thought, look, if he has those thoughts and he really wants to do that, we'll talk about it first. And if it comes down to that, I want to be there to help. I want to get condoms with him. So, I would do that.
So
it's going to be uncomfortable, but I'd rather have me doing it than have the school supply condoms. There wasn't a woman at the table that agreed with me.
Are you serious?
No,
even your wife?
They were all, I mean, it was one guy fighting off five women. Finally, I just gave up.
Even Stacy.
She was the most passionate about it. It almost broke out into an argument because we were both so passionate about both sides.
What? So what is her argument against it? That it's an endorsement?
It's an endorsement to go ahead and have sex, whereas we should be preaching abstinence. But if you go and you say, here, I'll...
But what about the theory that they are available at a health clinic or a school clinic, or generally can be purchased at a drugstore for a reasonable amount of money?
Yeah.
That's fine?
That was fine. That there's sort of a line between church and state, and it shouldn't be crossed by parents.
Huh.
So it got so heated, I sort of put the squash on the discussion with Stacy mm-hmm. for a later date because I didn't want to do it in front of all these other women. Mm-hmm. But I'm still really curious about her position because I had no idea she felt that way.
Well, I'm curious about the gender lines too because, all right, you are endorsing with Hayden and Hollis when they're of age to buy condoms. The women in the room were against it, but would the women in the room provide their daughters with birth control pills?
Didn't ask. Don't know.
I mean, what's the difference?
Because under 18, you've got to have your mom's or a guardian's permission, and you got to go through the doctor.
And I'm also wondering if it was daughters, would be as supportive of providing them with birth control. I'm just wondering if it's a gender thing.
Well, or with condoms.
Let me answer.
I mean, the girls can have
with
them, too.
Supplying them with birth control.
Well, the first part of that is I just have to assume that they would feel the same way about the pill as they would a condom. So it's not a parent's responsibility. It would be they would have to be educated by somebody else to go and buy those.
See, I bet.
They didn't say that? That's what?
I guarantee those women, not all six of them would have felt the same way about birth control pills.
And if it was a daughter?
Mm-hmm. How would you feel?
It would even be more uncomfortable to do it, but I think you got to do it.
I
hate that.
I totally agree with you.
What's the difference?
Parents have to be involved. Like, you want to assume that your kids aren't going to have sex before marriage or whatever. Well, all of those rules and everything came when people were getting married when they were 18 years old. Guess what? No, you know, people don't get married until they're... I mean, what's your rule that you would prefer for your kids not to get married until after they're, what, 26,
44,
28?
44.
Whatever.
Well, by your math, Hayden turns 44 next year.
You know, unless you want your kid to get married at 18 and save, you know, quote unquote, save themselves, then you got to get realistic about it. And if you don't want them to have unwanted pregnancies or unwanted STDs, protect themselves from it and get real about it. I just think it's ridiculous. You're going to turn a blind eye to it and let Hayden or, you know, let any of your kids get an STD over giving them a condom?
I should have had you on the phone.
To me, it's ridiculous.
You know what I think
And it's naive and it's just turning the blind eye to what's really going to happen.
You know what I think the difference is? Because I guarantee those women would take their daughters to get the birth control. You know,
the pill.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But the son's doing because I think the pill is something you ingest and it happens, whatever. But if you're actually buying condoms for your son, you can think of the physical act that would involve using that.
Well, if you're buying the pill for your daughter, you should also be buying her condoms because that doesn't protect against STDs.
I know, but I don't think the thing is
both.
Right, but I'm thinking the reason there's anxiety with the condom is because it's part of the physical act of doing it.
Hey, Lisa. I totally agree with you.
You're on the Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Is it me?
It's you.
Hi.
What's up? You're on the Voice Disguiser. You don't have to whisper.
Well, I'm at work.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Is this better?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
I know you're at work, but...
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, I actually got an IUD for both of my daughters.
Mm-hmm. And how long does that last?
5 years.
Does your husband know?
Yes.
He does.
And he's very happy.
Now, do they also know they need to use protection?
They do. One of them
Sorry,
does.
I'm getting very mad about
wow.
this.
Wow.
Because they won't get knocked up, but they could still get some funk.
Did you go and buy the condoms with them also?
Yes.
You did?
Not with them, but for them.
Because that's what the...
I agree with you.
If you just get someone the pill, your daughter the pill, then, hey, I'm getting her these pills just so she's safe. There's no guarantee that she's using them. But the second time that your son or daughter asks you for condoms, that means they used up the first box.
Oh, no.
There's no doubt in your mind. There's absolutely no doubt. Like, the pill gets taken every day. Prescription gets refilled every month. No, whether they do it or don't do it. But once they need that box of condoms...
But the principle's the same. I mean, the idea, the argument that the women made the other night with Bert is that you're endorsing your child having sex if you buy them condoms. Well, I mean, the same argument can be made with the birth control.
Good morning, Crystal. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. I love the show. I listen every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my comment, I just wanted to say that I think it's good parenting to provide contraception for your kids. And I also wanted to just say that I did get my daughter put on birth control when she was 12.
12?
12.
Wow.
Just because the age now for kids having sex is really young.
Did she indicate to you at all that she needed that at 12?
No.
Or did you just assume it?
Yes.
You just assumed that she needed to be on birth control at 12?
Yes, and I just took her to the doctor, and where the pediatricians that I go to, they actually have an on-site person that helps you talk to your kids about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And we just decided that was the way to go. My husband and I did.
Dang.
It was my idea, though.
That's a different topic for another time. Do you go ahead and get, like, aggressive with it and suggest it? Or do you wait till they come to you?
Mm-hmm.
At 12 years old, I wouldn't have thought of that. I would take more calls, but everybody's calling saying the same thing. You should have the talk and you should go get the condoms. Where were you guys all Saturday night?
Yeah.
Sure could have used some backup.
They were probably making a condom run for their horny little sons.
I'm curious where they're coming from on that argument. I mean, I would have loved to hear how they were even arguing against you.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
All right, Jen, I'm going to put this one in your... This is a long, complicated story. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say you're a new Bert Show listener and you're just hanging out because you're trying to win that $1,000. But you listen to us for a couple of minutes and you're like, okay, I'm going to give these guys a try. You don't know the story of Beth, so we're going to have to try to get this very complicated story to you in like 60 seconds.
It's not too bad, actually. I think we've had more complicated ones in the past. But Beth basically bought a phone of a friend of a friend of a friend of hers. And so she was all excited and going through and learning all the new technology on her new phone. And she came across all these pictures of this really hot guy on her phone. And there was like, what, maybe 20, 25 pictures of this guy on there. She's like, this guy is a total hottie and I want to find him. Well, by looking and examining the pictures, she realized he was hanging out at a certain watering hole, bar, whatever, restaurant, and she knew exactly where it was because she'd been there before. So she gets her friend with her and she's like, we're going to go out to this bar on the weekend and look for him. So they go out there and they don't see him, but they see one of his friends. It's in a lot of those pictures as well. So her friend and his friend actually start talking and genuinely like hit it off or whatever. So then, so we checked back with her at that point. The next time she was supposed to go out, they were going out like all four of them, like in a big group together. And we were supposed to check back in with her the following morning. Well, instead of checking back in with her, we heard from her sister who called Tracy because she'd gotten a text message from Beth saying, hey, call Tracy, blah, 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 and follow up. And so, why are you giving me that look?
I'm just smirking because you're doing a very good job with it.
Oh, I thought I was completely talking about the wrong story.
No,
and that's
no.
why you were laughing.
No, you're right.
You're just going to let me keep going.
No.
So anyway, so her sister said, I got this text message. I'm supposed to call you and tell you everything is fine. But met the guy and she read us the text. It was very basic, but basically told us that Beth and her friend and the guy in the photos and his friend had all gone out together. And we don't know what happened after that.
These are exactly the words that the sister used when she called us. And this is where it kind of sits with us, too.
I'm not totally sure exactly what's happening, but I got a text earlier this morning that said, call Tracy, tell her I'm with phone guy and Rach and her guy can't call, everything's fine.
So that was it. They were all hanging out together all night long. So there was sort of a question here, because I love to be Captain Destiny on the show. I love
that's
fact.
Your other superpower. He's got two uniforms. Depends on which phone booth he goes into.
Because I'm thinking, you know, if she gets this phone like fourth hand and she sees the pictures of the guy in these different settings and they do meet up and they end up with each other forever, that's Destiny taking over right there.
Yeah, but she had a hand in it. She was playing the Geppetto of Pinocchio, the puppeteer.
But the fact that that phone with those pictures got into her hands, third or fourth generation, that was a sign that she followed. I like it.
Destiny really could be for her friend.
But it could be for the friend also.
Right, good point. Right.
Here's Beth back on the voice disguiser. Hey, Beth.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How you been?
What?
You've been MIA. How have you been?
Oh, I've been really good.
All right. Tell us about
it. Yeah, give us an update here.
Okay. So, as you guys know, Thursday night, I finally met the guy that I've been sort of like, you know, looking for a little bit. And that night, we went back to his house, and we were like up all night playing Wii and talking and having a really, really great time. And it was super late, and I slept over, and he was a perfect gentleman, and he slept on the couch. And I was like, you don't have to. It's fine. Like, you can stay in your bed. I'll stay on the couch, whatever. And he was like, absolutely not. You're staying in the bed. I'm staying on the couch. There's no arguing. Like, that's what it's going to be. And I was like, okay.
Did that make him way hotter to you?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. he's just really, really kind, you know? And not sleazy. And then we've hung out a couple more times. We hung out on Sunday night. We hung out last night.
Okay.
And
is he still hanging out on the couch when you guys are spending the night together?
You know, like we kissed and like it's progressing really nicely.
Okay.
And I, you know, I'm not staying at his house every time, just like that. It was that first night.
All right.
And I, look, I'm not saying that he's like the guy that I'm going to marry, but like at this moment in time, he's really, really great.
Okay.
How about that?
Congratulations.
Cool. That's awesome.
Is your friend still hanging out? Is your friend still hanging out with his friend?
Uh huh.
Is your she is okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. Okay. But here's the one thing.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that I did not take your advice on.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You told him.
No, you did not tell him about the pictures. You did not tell him about the pictures.
The first night we were hanging out, we were
having a conversation. The first night?
And I'm telling you, like, we were talking all night long, and I told him the story of how my cell phone broke, and I bought this phone from a friend of a friend of a friend, and his picture, and blah, blah, blah. And he thought it was the funniest thing he's ever heard. He just laughed so hard and
Bert.
Thought it was kind of cool.
It's okay. Bert's mad.
I'm not. I just think it was apparently he wasn't offended by it because you guys have seen each other
been
since.
Out.
That's
so,
a risk,
he
though.
Wasn't offended. He thought it was funny.
Did you find it?
Yeah, Bert.
You must be super hot.
I take it it wasn't his phone, though, if his pictures were all over it.
No, it wasn't his phone. No.
Did he tell you whose it was?
Yeah, I mean, he was saying, like, it was one of his female best friends, like, really good friend. Yeah.
Who obviously has something for him. If she's taking all these pictures of him without his shirt on, then she obviously has a little something for him also.
I just think he's, like, a really funny guy, and, you know, he's one of those people that will kind of, like, do anything just to...
She's in her glow.
You're so funny. Will you take your shirt off so I can take your picture?
Bert.
Yeah.
Captain Destiny would not throw a stick into the spokes of the bicycle of love.
No, this has nothing to do with him. This has something to do with the girl with the phone. I'm just saying, be a little weary of her.
Is she still his best friend?
I haven't asked too many questions about her. But
yeah, this is early.
Hold on a minute,
this
people.
Is
wait
early
a minute.
To drill him about this friend.
Yeah. Bird show
they've
comrades.
They've only been on a couple times.
This is a happy ending.
You're right.
This is a
yes.
happy
you're
ending.
Right.
It's 6:15 this morning. We're
we don't
talking
know
about
how to handle happy endings on this show.
So here's
save
how we,
that.
Here's how we wrap it up. We just say, you know what? Thank you for sharing your story with us, Beth. And we hope you have many years happily together with him.
Congratulations.
Bert, say that.
No, I want that.
Say it.
I want you to be together for the rest of your life and prove that destiny has taken over.
With no buts, no watch your back, no I think he's cheating on you.
No, and I want it all to work out. Yes. I want it to work out perfectly.
You too, Carter.
I wish you the best.
Okay.
Big pause.
I wish you get your man, girl. Wish you his girlfriend and
no, have
him
fun.
The best.
Yeah, have go fun. Have fun with him.
Because I think Destiny's too much pressure. Just go have fun with him. Good for you for chasing him down, finding him, and hooking up with him. I think it's great.
Wendy, wish her the best.
I wish you, his girlfriend, and him the best.
I don't think he's got a girlfriend. I don't.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with the story. I'm just saying that whoever took those pictures of the dude had something for him. That's all.
Right. Well, that's kind of her deal, and that's not really about me or about him.
Yeah,
you know?
Go with it. Go get your man.
Is she in any of the pictures on the phone?
Say it again. Is he what?
Is she in any of the pictures on her old phone?
Oh, again, like, I didn't really ask him too many questions about, because I didn't take the phone out and be like, show me which one she is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are pictures of a girl in there.
Yeah.
Inconsequential.
She got rid of the phone.
Bert. No. You're not even listening to me. I just said inconsequential.
Right. The fact that she's still on the phone means that we will keep her
but
on.
But I'm saying the happy ending to that is that the girl got rid of her phone. Mm-hmm. So obviously whatever that was is done.
Right. It's done and over.
Yeah.
It was probably
I was just asking if you'd seen her picture to see if you're cuter.
Oh.
You go get your man and you go follow it.
Okay.
But I do want to check back with you in like a month for sure.
Cool.
No.
No.
Yeah.
She's gone.
I want to know.
She's floating on a cloud of
bliss. I want to prove that destiny works.
Let's do like 2 weeks.
This could be a very, very cool story.
Then let it just
end. It is already a cool story.
We did this once before. Remember, we had somebody on and you're like, we're going to check in with you in 6 months. And like 6 months later, the guy had gotten her sister knocked up or something like that. Remember that?
You say just let it go and let's just believe that it works out.
I want to check
Jen,
back
why
in.
Are you being so quiet?
I want to check back in.
So do I.
I do too.
We'll talk to you in a month.
You guys are filthy tabloid whores.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
At least now, everything is working out just fine.
You've been on a couple dates. What's the harm in a follow-up?
Indeed. I like it too.
Agreed.
Why am I the only one on this show who can see joy?
I'm all for it. I hope it works out well. We'll check back in a couple weeks.
The Bert Show.